Hey, it's Steve Bertrand here from WGN Radio with another lending inspirational small business success story sponsored by Republic Bank of Chicago. Today I'm talking with Alfredo Arteaga. He's a member of the family who owns Guadalajara Grill and Bar in Berwyn. Alfredo is here to share his inspiring story on why his family became their own bosses and the challenges they faced along the way and how they achieved their dreams. Alfredo, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you?
Absolutely, I'm well. Tell me a little bit about the Guadalajara Grill and Bar in Berwyn.
This summer, it'll be 27 years that we're in business in Berwyn. Family owned from the beginning. My dad opened in 1996.
Wow. What drew him and the family into the business?
We're originally from the Little Village area neighborhood in Chicago. My dad always wanted to, he dabbled with small businesses here and there that, you know, unfortunately back then, you know, didn't have success.
Mm-hmm.
I know he had a small grocery store at one point and even a small restaurant as well. This was all in the Little Village area, and he kind of always had it as a goal to move out west, Berwyn, Cicero area. And that's what brought him out to Berwyn.
All right, so if I stop by, what's your specialty? What should I be ordering?
All right, if you stop by, we get a lot of great reviews on our carne asada, which is the skirt steak with enchilada, guacamole. And I think the second most popular food item would be the botana platter, which is a mix of a little bit of everything if you're undecided, and it's great for sharing. Has quesadillas, sopes, taquitos, buffalo wings, and you can enhance that by adding steak to it. Really good on the weekends with parties.
Alfredo, I'm getting hungry here. Tell me, if I'm at the restaurant eating the carne asada, who's around me? Tell me about your clients or your customers.
It all depends on what time of the day you're there. If you stop in and see us during lunch, we do have a lunch crowd of the people working in the area, some of the offices, some of the clinics in the area. We've had a loyal following during our lunch hours. So that's who you might see stopping by for lunch, or maybe some construction personnel working in the area on projects. So a little bit of everything, really. If you stop in later in the evening, you're going to find lots of crowds that are getting ready to go out to wherever it is that they're going. Maybe Guadalajara Grill is their first stop for food and a couple of drinks before they head out to a family event, or maybe another bigger venue somewhere, you know, in the city or out in the suburbs. And our kitchen's open late as well. It's open till 1 a.m. on the weekend. If you stop in at midnight, you're just going to be surrounded by everybody who's there to listen to some music on the jukebox or watch a good game on TV.
Sounds like a friendly neighborhood sort of spot.
Yes, that's how we try to brand ourselves, you know, just a friendly Mexican, serving Mexican fare neighborhood pub and grill.
All right, so I know it's the joy of seeing people served and running a successful business, but it's tough too. I mean, what do you find as the toughest part of running a small business on your own?
Yeah, I'd say the toughest part, and maybe a lot of people agree with me, whether they work in the industry or not, is the hours. Very demanding, and especially when it's family owned and family run. Anything that needs your attention, immediate attention, you're on call 24/7. You know, it is nice to have the flexibility to step out and, you know, do homework with my son, you know, when I so choose. At the same time, it's, you know, I can get a phone call that has me dropping everything I'm doing and spending my entire day, you know, evening there, resolving, you know, some kind of issue and whatnot. So it's really the demand for being on call that might be the most challenging.
I would imagine too, there are times when you need to call on a lender for capital. Talk to me about the importance of capital to your business.
I feel like with any business, maybe not just the service industry, that relationship with your bank is very important, and we've been pretty blessed to have a really good working relationship with Republic Bank, in particular their manager, Claudia. It just makes everything very seamless. Questions that you might have that maybe going through a bigger, more, you know, national brand might require you to jump through hoops and hurdles to get, you know, even a simple answer to you know, when you have a good relationship with your lender, with your bank, it just makes that aspect of the business much less stressful and just makes the process seamless and work faster.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Claudia, because we talk about the bank, but the bank is truly a bunch of people, and it's the people you work with, right?
Absolutely. The bank is, like you mentioned, a bunch of people, but it's a different story when you can put a name to the face and have that hospitality that you might even, you know, receive at a restaurant. You also receive it at your local bank, where they know you by your name, and they kind of know what your needs might be on a regular basis. That's really important, and again, it just makes that part of the business seamless and less stressful, and obviously just helps all around, you know, having you go about your work day.
So when Claudia stops by, are the sofas on the house?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Claudia has been very helpful in just about every aspect with us, as far as you know, just being there with her great customer service. So absolutely, whenever I get a chance and we get to cross paths at the same time, I'd like to buy her lunch when I can.
We're talking to Alfredo Arteaga. He is part of the family that owns Guadalajara Grill and Bar. It's in Berwyn. Well, Alfredo, what does the future hold?
Future, you know, we're very blessed and fortunate that, you know, we all, my entire family works there, mom, dad, sisters, and we're very blessed that we've continued to have a loyal customer following. And as far as the future, you know, we plan to change with the times and, you know, do a little bit of remodeling this year and just continue to provide that hospitality that people identify us with, good service, and just continue to work hard.
Alfredo, it sounds like you got a great spot. I enjoyed talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and I hope you guys come visit us one day soon.
Lending Inspiration Small Business Success Stories is brought to you by Republic Bank of Chicago, the financial solutions you want and the expertise you need. This is business banking done right. Right now, this is Republic Bank of Chicago, member FDIC.